Dem Senator Brown, Cruz and Hawley must be expelled from Senate. By Pam Kee on January 11, 2021. Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., said on Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's The Beat that Senators Josh Hawley, Armo, and Ted Cruz, RTX, must be expelled from the U.S. Senate for inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. Brown said, "What is to be done as we move forward on impeachment? I appreciate what you said earlier in the show when you said this is a crime against the nation. Every day we see, almost every hour, we see another video that's even more troubling about terrible things these rioters have done. We see continued acquiescence by far too many senators. We need to move forward on impeachment. I called for the resignation of Cruz and Hawley. Of course, they're not going to. We need to move forward on expulsion. And then we consider what do we do after Senator Schumer becomes majority leader. What do we do with the six senators who sided with the terrorists after the attack on our country and on our capital and on our democratic government? What do we do with the 130 who voted with the terrorists after the attack?" Anchor Ari Melber said, "So you're advocating the possible expulsion of some of those Republican members of Congress?" Brown said, "I'm advocating expulsion, absolutely. Of the two ringleaders, Cruz and Hawley, in the body I sit in. The House should do what they think best. But what do we do with those other six senators who voted with the terrorists after the attack? After House members' lives were saved by courageous police? After the police officer you talked about kept people out of the Senate chamber? After we waited for 5 hours, then quarantined or kept in a safe room in the Hart building? They come back, and they still voted for siding with the terrorists who just attacked our country. The first thing is impeachment. The first thing is expulsion of the two senators and impeachment. I don't particularly care about the order. There needs to be accountability. Without a question." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.